This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And, of course, it has begun as he promised it would. The president got out there a couple of days ago. Maybe it was in the Rose Garden. I can't remember where it was at. I hope it was in the Rose Garden because that's where Obama cried. And that's where Joe Biden's going to end up crying, too. But he has come out with a slew of executive actions on gun control. And, he was forecasting that, and a lot of people were out there, a lot of speculation going on. Now they are etched in stone. He's going to make the attempt, and let's use that as an operative word, the attempt to make these a reality. It was, after all, 2020 campaign promise. So, it started out with the daily briefing at the White House, and on Wednesday, Press Secretary Ginger Goebbels, she confirmed that President Joe Biden will sign a series of gun control executive orders on Thursday. She said, "I don't have anything to preview, but I can convey the president will have more to say tomorrow." And her confirmation comes after Politico first reported the news and what Biden is expected to include in the orders. Politico reported on Wednesday, Biden will direct the administration to begin the process of requiring buyers of so-called ghost guns, homemade or makeshift firearms that lack serial numbers, to undergo background checks, according to three people who've spoken to the White House about the plans. He is expected to be joined at the event by Attorney General Merrick Garland. Then, a preview was released on Wednesday night. And it was that the Justice Department, within 30 days, will issue a proposed rule to help stop the proliferation of ghost guns. Now, let's look at the ghost guns things first. Ghost guns, as far as I know, are not really a thing. It is far easier for a thief to get a gun on the black market, for a criminal to get a gun on the black market, or to steal a gun. And then normally when these guns get on the black market, very, very rarely do they leave the serial numbers on them. And that's when they actually become a ghost gun. A home-built gun is not a ghost gun. It's legal to build a gun at home. And it's always been legal to build a gun at home. The proliferation of ghost guns is actually them admitting, we want to know who's making them, and we want to know who has them, because ultimately we want to know everybody that has a gun, and how many they got, and where they are. So that's item number one. They're going to solve an issue that is not an issue. I'm sure there's been a couple of homemade guns that have been used in crimes. I know of one that was used in a rampage killing, as a matter of fact. But all that proved was that, you know, this happened again, the model of all gun control states, California. Then we heard that the Justice Department, within 60 days, will issue a proposed rule to make clear when a device marketed as a stabilizing brace effectively turns a pistol into a short-barreled rifle subject to the requirements of the NFA. This one is my favorite because then they're going to have to try to figure out who actually has these. You can buy an AR-15 pistol with just the buffer tube on it, and that's still going to legally be considered a pistol. They're unconcerned with the configuration of a rifle into a pistol. They're unconcerned with that. What they're concerned with is if you put a stabilizing brace on it and then use it as a shoulder stock, you know, a brace against your shoulder, another point of contact, if you will. And this is a big issue because they're concealable assault weapons. That's a new phrase. Biden made this up. We got to give him credit. Well, I think he made it up. I'm not even sure if he made it up. Let's just say it's a new phrase. The big problem is going to be that If they get out there and say, okay, we're going to regulate. And by the way, both of those things that they're talking about, these are all ATF rules. These are not laws. We'll get to the laws in a minute. If they're going to get out there and make this call, after all the lawsuits begin and everything, let's say they get their way and they get to reclassify these. It normally takes, I think, about 8 months to get an NFA tax stamp to where you can have your SBR. If there's millions of these things out there and they're suddenly flooded with all of this stuff, are they just going to let us have a free SBR? And if they do, do they understand what that means? I mean, most people have AR-15 pistols because they don't want to go through the NFA. So, I mean, if they take my pistol and reclassified it as an SBR, I would just take the buffer tube off of it for the pistol brace, and I put it on a real buffer tube for a real stock. And I'll play their stupid game on that. But the thing is this. This is a taking. If they're going to charge us for something we already own, this is a taking. Most of these things are going to get shot down. Remember, the bump stock is back. The Sixth Circuit has ruled it was unconstitutional to do that in the first place. Then they want the Justice Department within 60 days to publish model red flag legislation for states. They are investing in evidence-based community violence interventions as well. But let's go back to the red flag orders. Now, the red flag orders, getting out there and trying to coerce the states into passing red flag law legislation would be unconstitutional. That's a violation of the 10th Amendment. I didn't study constitutional law, and I know enough to know that they can't do that. The other thing is that, you know, recently in Boulder, Colorado, where they have universal background checks and where they have red flag laws, we had that horrific shooting there. Then they want the Justice Department to issue an annual report on firearms trafficking, and the president's going to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the ATF, which he's a Waco. He's a Waco alumnus. Yeah. So, you know, along the way, they were doing things like calling gun violence an epidemic, which we have a pandemic right now of COVID, which has been sort of the pandemic as far as I'm concerned. But calling gun violence an epidemic, when you look at certain things, when you these numbers as far as how many people die due to gunshot hover around 35,000 to 40,000 a year. Of that number, two-thirds of that number is suicide. Of the remaining number, 83% of those homicides are caused as a result of a bad drug deal going wrong. So what this tells me is that, you know, we have about 3,000, 4,000 homicides per year, which is too many, no doubt about it. But we're in a country of 330 million with over 500 million guns in it, and we're looking at these 3,000, and we're calling 3,000 homicides an epidemic. How many people did? How many people died in New York nursing homes during the pandemic? Are we going to ban Andrew Cuomo? But, you know, this is the Democratic Party after all. So, you know, calling it an epidemic and all the other stuff. This is what the Democrats do. This is nothing new. It's not surprising that this is what they're doing. And the problem with this is going to be the two physical things he's going to do. Homemade guns and pistol braces. He's going to get sued over that. The government's going to get sued over that, and it's going to turn out like the bump stocks did. Because there is a history of findings by the ATF saying that pistol braces are okay. And homemade guns have always been okay. So suddenly, we're going to look at things where we're having 3,000 to 4,000 homicides a year and say, there is an epidemic of ghost guns, a proliferation of ghost guns. And we can't have these AR-15 pistols. They're concealable assault weapons. I've got a couple of those. Trying to conceal those would be, unless you're concealing it in a backpack of some size, and I mean one that covers your whole back, they're not really concealable. They are a little bit shorter, without a doubt. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As we continue on with the our demented president and look at some of the things. The thing with the executive actions is an indicator to you. It should be an indicator to you. And, you know, this past week, Manchin and Sinema both came out and said, we are not going to vote to get rid of the filibuster. We do not support that. So unless they were to, unless they get 62 Democrats in the Senate, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. And for those of you that would say, well, some of the Republicans will probably join them, you're probably right, except look, right now Lisa Murkowski is looking in Alaska, and she's back in the Senate because she got written in and somehow managed to beat the Republican to beat her. I don't know how recent that's been. That may have been the election cycle before that. I may be wrong about that. But now she's... She exists in a different world now, and people like her and Collins and some of these other guys, Ben Sasse, they see the writing on the wall. But back to the legislative side of it, Biden does not get the assault weapons ban. That's not going to happen. He doesn't get the magazine ban. He doesn't get the universal background check thing. He doesn't get any of this stuff. So what he's proposing right now with the red flag laws is he's going to ask the states to impose these. He's going to try to coerce the states to impose these. He wants to try very hard to push the legislative agenda, but that's not going anywhere. So, but the biggest resistance that he's going to get, I think, in any of this stuff is going to be from the states. And to that end, and I wish, when I was in the Army, they asked us, it was like the second day of basic training. And the drill sergeant came out there and said, I need some volunteers. And, you know, everybody's looking at each other. Who's going to be stupid enough to do this? And then he made us push, do push-ups until we were exhausted. And then when we stood up, he said, now, the next time I ask for volunteers, you guys better beat each other to death trying to get in front of me. And I wish the states would all line up that way. Whenever something like this happened, instead of sitting back going, well, this will take a little bit of study. This we should look at this first. I'm not sure he has the authority. They should be doing like Texas. On Twitter, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that Joe Biden is threatening our Second Amendment rights. He said, we will not allow this in Texas. It's time to get legislation making Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary state passed and to my desk for signing. There's a way to do that and actually make it stick as well that is based upon things that have happened that the Democrats have done with sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, because these things have been tested in court. So there's a way to make that actually happen. And that's what the states should be doing now. All of the states should be doing this. There's a saying in the Army, especially when you're going through NCO professional development schools, that if you are a leader without followers, you are in a very messed up situation. The states, you know, it's a federal, it's a republic of states, it's a federation of states, and that's what the federal system is. And the states, this is not something that is, this is a power the federal government doesn't have. The Second Amendment pertains to the federal government. So right now, Biden thinks that the short way to do what he can do executive order wise is to go to Merrick Garland, who is not, you know, he's not some raving Second Amendment gun nut lunatic guy, as they would put him. He's definitely down with what they've got going on. So, you know, he's going to give him 30 days and 60 days and, you know, all these other things. And that's what they're going to be working on going forward for the next, I guess, 60 days. I don't know, you know, the Justice Department issuing an annual report on firearms trafficking. I don't know what that does. What does that do? If you want to find out who's trafficking firearms, most of the time if you look at it, the biggest trafficking occurs whenever the ATF is running a gun operation. And it's, you know, like Fast and Furious was never a sting. Operation Wide Receiver was never a sting. They were just selling guns. They were letting guns go across the border. So getting out there and saying, oh, well, we're going to let the Justice Department. This is the whole full faith and credit thing about the United States government where we're out there. Oh, it's the Department of Justice. Woo. The other thing that I found interesting is that Joe Biden, who can't string together a coherent sentence got out there and said nothing. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. There are phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake, what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater and call it freedom of speech. Are we always going to fall back on that one? You can actually yell fire in a crowded movie theater if there's a fire breaking out, Joe. If you're saying you cannot incite a panic, well, yeah, but that's a different thing altogether. The way you're characterizing it is that you can't ever say something that, because of what you're saying, that's not the case. Speaking the truth is perfectly okay. You may not like it, but it's perfectly okay. And therein lies their rub, I think. that we know these things. Now, this whole legislative agenda they're going to push, that's not going to go anywhere, like I said earlier. In a way, the problem with politics today, the problem with people today, is back when I was a kid, we studied history in school. I don't remember there being so much of an agenda to where they would tell me this president was good and this president was bad. It would just be laid out in front of me, or at least at the schools I went to. And I was going to public school. So, we would hear about things, and we would read about things, and we would hear about how this was dealt with and how that was dealt with at the time. And I'm not sure they do that now. So, like, when people get out there and say, well, guns are being bought without a background check. Well, no, That's not true at all. Every FFL, whether they are at a gun show or in their shop, and that's really the only two places they sell guns, if you have a federal firearms license, you have to do a background check by law. And because we have a group of people coming up that don't remember 1994 and 1995, when they passed the assault weapon ban and the omnibus crime bill and all that, the Brady law and all this other stuff, there's some people out there that go, every gun should have a background, and they don't know this even happening. And I think, I just wonder if this is going to be a fight that we have to fight generationally every time. Is everybody going to have to be educated to the fact that, hey, the Second Amendment is the most regulated right there is, and regulating more of the right is not going to do anything to stop crime or have public safety? I would probably listen to a couple things they might say if it actually had something to do with that, but none of it does. None of it does. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is joining the call for the release of police body cam video of the shooting death of a black man in Elizabeth City.
The sheriff's office said Andrew Brown tried to run as deputies arrived with arrest warrants at his home. Witnesses say he tried to drive away when officers fired shots at him.
He was nonviolent. Anybody that knew him would tell you that. He didn't even carry a gun.
Officials say officers from other agencies were called because Brown has resisted arrest in the past. An investigation is underway. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC has lifted the hold on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said after reviewing the data, the advisory panel said the benefits outweigh the risks.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
A handful of women developed blood clots from the vaccine, and three of them died. Dr. Walensky also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby.
We were also able to follow in detail more than 3,900 pregnant women, and over 800 of whom have completed their pregnancies. Importantly, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you want to see how the leftist mind works, you need to look no further than the media. It's not just how they cover what they cover, it's what they cover in the first place. Sometimes they go in all in without regard to facts, and sometimes they rush to a story only to find it is not what they thought it to be, hoped it to be, and they run away just as quickly. And when they run away, the story disappears. Like it never happened. Like Mandalay Bay. You know, this Mandalay Bay was the one I thought that they were really going to hang their hat on as far as gun control was concerned. But you did have a guy who went out and, he passed background checks a bunch of times. And, there's a lot of questions still about Mandalay Bay that I want to know. Why did he do it? Why did he take 23 guns to a room to do it? I could see having two or three in case something messes up. If you're planning to send a lot of rounds at somebody, you may have a stoppage here and there. So I could see, and I don't know how much ammo we had, and I don't know why he affixed bump stocks to any of those, because bump stocks are novel. They're novelty. They're not anything that enhances accuracy. But I digress. The latest examples of these types of stories involve shootings and an attack on the U.S. Capitol. So when 8 people were killed, murdered by a monster in Atlanta, the left got excited at the implications because a white guy had murdered 6 Asian women. This had to make it a hate crime. And if you notice the difference between 8 people being murdered and the media hype 6 Asian women being the left's obsession, you're not alone. Who were the other 2 people, and why were they treated like the professor and Mary Ann were in the first 2 seasons of Gilligan's Island? Not really acknowledged, you know. Remember the opening song? It's rather difficult to find out because the media set the narrative that these killings were expressly an anti-Asian hate crime, and they didn't fit that narrative of white supremacy being the root of all evil. That was their story, and they were sticking to it, no matter what any evidence or reality may contradict it. Then a few days later, another monster killed 10 people in Boulder, Colorado. We all saw the images of the guy walking out in his skivvies, being taken into custody by the police. And this perked up the leftist hope that another white supremacist had attacked. The template was ready. Revan, it was idling, it was sitting there ready to go. The narrative was set. Many so-called journalists jumped the gun, declaring that another white guy had gone on a killing spree while expressing his Second Amendment right. But then, a funny thing happened on the way to ratings gold and agenda success. The man arrested was a Syrian immigrant and a Muslim. Of course, nobody had ready for this that, okay, was this guy connected with ISIS? Was this guy upset that Biden had bombed Syria? You know, these kind of things. Nobody was asking that. No, he had to be a white guy. So not being a white guy, the story was no longer useful to the left, and it disappeared. I mean, you know, they're going to make reference to it as they go after these pistol braces because he was using an AR-15 pistol. But that's about as far as it's going to go. And that's the problem. That's part of the problem. Getting out there and not looking at the motive solves nothing. Unless we do a deep forensic dive into these things and try to figure out what drove these things, like Mandalay Bay, then guess what? It's going to happen again. Because we're not actually doing anything about what causes them, only the things they take with them. But, you know, in Boulder, that was a mass shooting with 2 more victims in Atlanta, which was still driving the news cycle at the time, and suddenly it was gone. The races of the victims and the perpetrator were wrong, so those lives did not matter. Then there was a mass shooting in California, 4 victims this time, including a 4-year-old boy. It had all the hallmarks of a story the media would love, but it never got a lick of traction. If you weren't watching the news that night or morning, the odds are high that you didn't even know this happened. And the victims and the suspect were Hispanic, and this is of no use to Democrats. Therefore, it is of no interest to the media. This is, by the way, this is actually... it's malfeasant to not look at all of these things and try to figure out how to keep these things from happening. But, you know, this is not about good governance or humanity. This is about power. So once the breaking aspects of these stories gave way to the demographic reality, they become gone. They're ghosted. Even the murder of a child doesn't matter. They've ignored multiple children being murdered in Chicago. Why wouldn't one in California matter? And let's speak in Chicago. Last weekend, 30 people were shot and 7 were killed in Chicago. And we didn't even hear a peep out of the leftist radar on that one. And, you know, children are killed in Chicago all the time. We do get to hear about them when they are good for the copy. When they're good for a political point, but we hear about them and then they're forgotten. They're promptly forgotten. And the human story goes on behind that. The mother of the child that gets killed, the mother mourns that child for the rest of her days. There is no closure on that. There's no way to achieve closure on that. Then last Friday they thought they'd have another pile of gold. This time at the U.S. Capitol, a lunatic ran over 2 police officers, killing 1 and injuring another. Was it another insurrection? Well, they were ready for that too. They snapped into action, ready to highlight the threat from Trump supporters. And then reality stepped up and slapped him once again. Suspect this time was a black guy, a leftist, and follower of the Nation of Islam, a real hate group. So the Chiron writers at CNN and MSNBC, they went back to sleep, able to nurse the cramps in their hands from pre-typing out variations of white supremacist attacks capital again several thousand times. I guess it's the cross that these journalists must bear. It has all the ingredients the left loves, white police officer, a black man, ties to a hate group, and murder. They just were put together in the wrong order. And that order could not be changed, so after the initial live coverage, the story was gone by the next day. Maybe you've seen those ads for Serpro where the pipes burst in a home or office, everything freezes, then the people in Serpro come in and put everything back together before life resumes, like it never ever happened. That's how the left is when a story, no matter how tragic or newsworthy, does not fit their narrative or advance the leftist agenda. This should be a tale for you. When I think about children being killed, when I think about innocent, you know, think about just being in the grocery store. You're in the grocery store. All you're thinking about is why you're in the grocery store, what you're there to get. You're looking at the time. You got something going on. Maybe you got a party going on, something else. I don't know. And then all of a sudden you start hearing pop, 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 pop. And then you are in the middle of a life-changing situation. This is something you're never going to forget. This is something you're never going to get past. You may be able to live with it. That's if you're lucky enough to survive it. And in the meantime, every time you go out into the world today, the left is waiting for something to happen to you so they can use it as part of their narrative. And if it doesn't fit their narrative, then you don't matter. Even though it impacts you in some cases tragically, all of your loved ones definitely tragically, but you don't matter because it doesn't fit their narrative. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One more time, let's do this. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm about to take a last look at Glocks. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the best striker fire gun out there is the CZ P10 series. But I'm going to take another look at Glocks because there's certain intrinsic things that make having a Glock a valuable thing if things get bad. Like, they're pretty much ubiquitous among law enforcement, so if you're out there and you're having to scavenge, you might find a lot of stuff that would be beneficial if you're a Glock owner. But one thing that I flirt around with, and I've never just fully gone all the way with, is mounting a weapons light on a pistol. Now, there's a lot of reasons you would mount a weapons light on a pistol, or rifle for that matter. First of all, you want to be able to identify a potential threat. The question is, should you add a weapon-mounted light to your carry gun, or just carry a flashlight? Now, for those of you that are going to carry inside the waistband, adding a weapons light to it means that you're going to have a gigantic holster inside the waistband, which is doable. I know lots of people that do that. It's never something I've wanted to do. Carrying a weapons, carrying a gun with a light on it outside the waistband is very doable. But sometimes I wonder which one is better. And the answer is that it depends on what downsides you want to live with, and of course you can always get both. The need for illumination in low light environments should speak for itself. You do not, and there are plenty instances of mistaken identity where people think they're shooting a prowler, they're shooting a loved one, they're shooting their wife, they're shooting a child. And, you know, that's just, it's a horrible, horrible, horrific aberration for whoever does that. You know, but you hear the front door open in the middle of the night, you venture out of the bedroom to find out what the heck is happening with your nightstand gun, you see a human shape in the hallway, but you can't tell who it is. Do you shoot just because someone's there that presumably shouldn't be? You may have the right, but you could be very wrong doing that. Like this one, a 15-year-old girl was shot by her stepfather in November 2020. The teen entered through the garage at around 2:15 a.m. Her stepfather grabbed his gun to confront what he thought was a threat. She was merely wounded, and that is luck. The same month, a man likewise heard that what he thought was an intruder in the early morning of November 4th in Port Salerno, Florida. He saw somebody and fired. The intruder was, in fact, his wife, who was pregnant. The baby survived. Mom did not. So, obviously, the ability to see and identify a threat is critical. The next step is to buy and start carrying a light. And this is what begs the question of whether you should use a flashlight or a weapon-mounted light, or perhaps to have both. Now, if you watch, and I mean, I have a YouTube channel, I would be called a GunTuber. And if you watch the GunTubers, they all have an amazing amount of junk hanging on all of their guns. You know, optic, weapons-mounted light, bottle opener, all kinds of stuff. Police have that a lot, too. The tactical crowd is going to tell you that you need a weapons-mounted light, and a certain number of goofballs will insist that it's either a Streamlight TLR-1 or a Surefire X-300, and those are the only choices. And they are great lights, by the way, but there are other lights as well. That are Olight is a good one. But there'll be others that would insist a flashlight is more practical. And the reason they will tell you that is because when you have a weapons-mounted light, if you turn it on and shine the light on whoever that is as you're trying to identify them, you're also pointing a gun at them. You don't have to draw a gun to use a separate flashlight. And flashlights are always useful in EIEIO. So let's first dispense with any stupid idea about tactics and the, you know, tactics this and force multiplying that, and most of which is fiction perpetrated by comment sections around the internet and rarely, if ever, supported by pretty much anything that has ever happened in reality. So what are some serious things to think about? You have an incurring of liability when you use a weapon mounted light for threat identification, as well as the basic theory of using a light. There are two reasons to use a light with a firearm. First, you need to identify what something is. The other is to see something so you can shoot it. And those are very different things. Very different things. You can broadly call them threat identification and target identification. A weapon mounted light is for the latter. When you point a gun at a person, that is a threat and or use of lethal force, period. You're not using it like a laser pointer. You cannot use a gun with a weapons mounted light like a laser pointer. If you draw your gun and you point it at someone, in my state, if you do that, that is a felony. Whether you're in, you know, whether they're in the house or not, whether they're breaking in or not, you're threatening to shoot and or kill them as far as the law is concerned. Also known as a crime, also known as brandishing. In some states, that's a misdemeanor that will cost you your carry permit and may send you to jail. Unless that is, you have a good reason to do it, and you can substantiate that in court. So a weapon-mounted light is for the armed citizen a poor tool for threat identification alone, especially on a handgun that you're carrying out in public. And these same ideas do apply to police officers as well. On a home defense gun in the middle of the night, that's a little different. When something goes bump in the night, there's a reasonable chance that it isn't someone or something that's supposed to be there, but that's why you use the light to identify that it is a threat first. In other words, a weapon-mounted light gives you the ability to see what's in front of the gun, which you have to recognize as a threat or not before you pull the trigger. Now, a flashlight can be used for both tasks, as well as just being used as a flashlight. And having one can definitely come in handy. A weapon-mounted light, therefore, is either for the home or as a supplementary illumination source when you know you're facing a credible threat in a low-light environment and you need to see the target to put sights and shots on it. Now, the role of a light can be different in an offensive context, but bear in mind that a gun is a defensive implement for the armed civilian, or at worst, counter-offensive. I look at them as purely counter-offensive. I do not look at them. When I pull the gun up, I'm not going to be defending. I'm going to be changing things around, and I'm going on the hyper-offense. So put it like this. What's known about a lot of criminals is they tend to ambush people. Poorly lit transitional spaces or higher risk areas like a parking lot and a parking garage, you know, that's where they would be. Muggers and carjackers were often hide close to or around cars waiting for their victim to emerge. And an easy way to detect them is to take out a pocket flashlight and scan the area around your car. And if nobody's there, you're just some nut with a light and nobody cares. If someone is, now they know you know that they are there. And you can't do that with a TLR1 or O-light or what you have mounted on your pistol because you can't bring your gun out and be waving it around, looking around to see what's going on. But you can do that with a flashlight. Training with a weapons mounted light is easy. It's no different than training with your regular gun, but it's less useful overall when out or about. The thing about any of the gear and gadgets that are employed nowadays is that they supposedly enhance your capabilities, that they actually don't unless you actually train with them. So, make sure you're putting in your practice dry firing and at the range, and put a light on the gun and carry it that way, and train with it that way. I've taken a class with lights mounted on the guns the whole way, and there's a lot of things that happen. First of all, firing a gun with a flashlight on it, after you do that about 100, 200 times, the flashlight doesn't work anymore because the lens is covered in soot from the shot. One little tidbit that you didn't have to pay for. So, yes, back to what I was talking about earlier as we get ready to go away. This is when you pick up the phone, you start calling your representatives, you start calling your senators, no matter what party they're in, and you tell them how you feel. And you do it weekly because the fight, the bell has rung and the fight is on. Remember that. Back again next week. Keep your heads up, stay aware, be safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.